Hey everyone, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. Today we're talking about an event that is changing the rope horse world, the brand new Solo Select Stallion Incentive for Charity. It is launching with a $465,000 payout in its very first year, thanks to stallion owners stepping up in a big way to support ropers and young horses. I have got two of the key people behind it here with me. That's Melanie Smith, the founder of Solo Select, who built this program, and Clay Logan, the producer of the Futurity, who's making sure the roping and production are second to none. We're going to break down how the entry process works, why stallion owners invested so heavily in this program, and what ropers can expect when they show up in Hamilton, Texas. The event is October 1st and 2nd, with the calf roping and the breakaway October 1st, and the team roping October 2nd. Now, before I let you listen to the interview, I will let you know that entries close September 21st. We are getting down to the wire on entries, but this podcast is a primer on everything you need to know about entering. So hopefully you listen and head over and enter. Well, I have Melanie Smith and Clay Logan of the Solo Select Stallion Incentive Futurity on today, and we are going to cover everything you need to know about this $465,000 added event. So welcome, you guys.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Clay. Okay, Mel, I want to start with you and get right out of the gate. Explain how this Futurity was designed. Some of them are really complicated. You wanted this one to be simple. Can you break down exactly how someone can enter this event?
Sure. So we did want this to be simple. And our goal when we put this incentive together was to make sure that everybody would have a clear path of what they needed to do to be eligible. And so this year, to be eligible to enter the Futurity, there's essentially two ways. One is you can be somebody that bought a breeding to one of the eligible stallions and bought an eligible breeding. So that means a paid 2025 breeding. Rebreeds don't count. Donated breedings, things like that don't count. It's going to be an eligible 2025 breeding. And it could be any of the stallions listed on our incentive website page, which is most of the stallions standing here at Solo. So that is every breeding you buy gives you an entry. So if you have a horse that you're heading and healing on, or your trainer is heading and healing on, you would need to have two breedings. And I think that's been a little confusing for people. It's not per horse, it's per class you want to enter. So, you know, if you want to enter a heading healing and calf roping, whether it's three different horses or all on the same horse, that owner or rider has to have three breedings. You can't lease the breedings, you can't lease your slots, anything like that. You have to have the paid breedings. So I think that has been just a tick confusing for people, but I think we're starting to get everyone lined out. Now, if you don't have the breedings, you can pay a $5,000 basically additional entry fee to get in. We're calling it a buy-in. And so we've had a ton of people that have done that so far. And as Chelsea and I say, we felt like we were laughing because she's like, I feel like you guys told everybody all year, you know, but I know that until this happens probably and everybody sees what the payout is, some people just don't understand it or don't pay attention to what's going on. And so I think this year we're going to allow them a way to get in with the $5,000, and all of that goes into the pot. That's not some extra money we're putting in our pockets or Clay's putting in his pocket or anything like that. This is everything we've done in this Futurity is centered around making this thing pay as good as possible. This is not a moneymaker for us. It is literally to try to give these ropers great, you know, the biggest payout they've ever had in a four-year-old Futurity. And so that $5,000 is all going to go into the pot in whatever class they enter in. And so, you know, we're estimating this thing is going to pay over $100,000 for the head and the heel side to win it. And I think with the buy-ins, it's going to pay even more than that. So it's going to be incredible. We're just excited to see, you know, all the guys come together and support this thing. Their entries are starting to roll in. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I think it took people just a little bit to kind of get more excited to think it was really for real, you know what I'm talking about? Because there's so much added money when you see that. I mean, then it took them a little while to understand what they needed to do to get entered. Yeah. And now everybody's on board, and some of them are a little bit late, so they're going to have to pay the penalty to to be able to get into it, to, but they're also getting roped for an unbelievable amount of money for the entropy and everything else. So it's outstanding. And I don't know, to go forward with what we were going to try to do, we're going to do something a little different compared to the other fraternities, is we're going to rope the first three go rounds, and we're going to bring back our short round, and we'll draw positions, but our short round is going to be a clean slate. It's kind of the same way they do all the aged events and the cutting, the cow horse and everything else. I think a person can manage your horse through that a little bit better. You can call on them in some spots, or you can, you know, if you got a catch up or whatever, and then be able to have a little more horse in the finals. And then I think that our finals is going to be pretty exciting. I mean, I think that from the first horse to the last horse, people are going to want to sit and watch, because they're not going to know the lots of times going in, if somebody has a big lead, they pretty well know the top four or five are going to be in this. Anybody can win, because it's going to be clean slate coming back.
Yeah.
And we're going to use the judging system of the ARHFA, which is a 4-point plus and 4-point minus as each maneuver goes from the box to the running rate to the set and handle to the face and the heading. And the heeling is going to be the same as going to be the box and the running rate, how the horse position around there, and then how they take the jerk. The tie down roping is going to be judged also the same way, the box, the running rate, the stop, how the horse works the rope. And the breakaway will also be judged on how the horse is in the box, the running rate, and the stop. And our judges are going to be Gary Wells, Jody Raymer, and Ned Kinney. And all three of those guys all have showed quite a little bit, and they have also judged quite a little bit. And all of them have pin rope and rope tests. And I really feel like that we have a good set of guys to be able to do a good job. And they've been there and judged some big events before. And I just have a lot of faith they're going to do a great job.
Absolutely. Now, Mel, talk about what the stallion owners did to make this possible.
Yeah, so we sat down with a group of stallion owners in Clay, gosh, I guess last summer, and discussed, you know, hey, we want these people, when they go buy a prospect, or what these prospects are costing now, you know, the 20 to 100,000 or more, you know, what is there really to win? And we're sitting there like, we want these people to be able to do the math and be like, there's real money to be won here. There's a real upside. And so we said, what can we do as stallion owners to do that? And, you know, we've seen all these great incentives come into place, and they all have their spot, you know, whether it's Riata and Royal Crown and Gold Buckle, and all of these guys have done a fantastic job getting these incentives put into place. But we wanted one that we could have one show a year and really just knock it out of the park on a four-year-old maturity, and make sure that when these guys bought a yearling or an embryo or a two or a three-year-old, whatever age it was, that they knew that if they bought one and they had their breeding, or it was by one of these stallions in the future, that they had a chance to win real money. So that's where all of us stallion owners got together. And, you know, the whole point of this is to grow the industry. That's what we all want to do. We want to support the growth that it has had, number one, and then we want to continue to grow it. I think there's so much opportunity here. This is such a cool sport when you think of the cutting and the cow horse. And Chelsea, you would know the stats better than I do, but when you look at the membership in the team roping associations versus the cutting and the cow horse, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you
how
can't compare
many people
it.
Love not even in the same league.
No.
Not even in the same league. And so I think as stewards of this, when you think of the people that are trying to be involved, when you think of Clay that has been in the rope horse judgments from the very beginning, and you think of us that have, you know, myself that has just come in over the last couple of years and trying to interject some new ideas into it, and you know, the guys that started the Rope Horse Maturity Association, and Reggie, and I think all of us have the same goal. We want to grow this, and there's never been a better time to do it. So our goal was to come in, get our stallion owners on board, and every single one of them that we have in here is very happy to do this. But they have thrown a lot of money at this. I mean, it is no small feat to gather up, you know, plus our sponsors that have come in over $400,000 to pay out. And that's not something where somebody just wrote a little check for $2,500, and not that that's a little check, but it's enough. You know, these people have wrote big checks for real money to make sure that these ropers have the opportunity to win what they deserve. And so we're excited to be the host of that. We're excited to have the premier four-year-old event and one that they can win so much money at. And, you know, I hope that these ropers will, all these guys, whether it's the owners or the guys that are roping on them or the girls that are breakaway, whoever it is, like, I just, my biggest wish from this is that they, you know, go up and shake the hands of those stallion owners that have put their money into this, that they didn't have to do. Most of these studs all breed plenty of mares without this. This was their way of giving back to this industry and helping build it and really set a foundation for something that could be absolutely incredible in the next 5 to 10 years.
For sure. And Clay, how do you see, this is obviously, I mean, there's an intermediate level here, but this is very much an elite event with horses that are by premium studs with the best jockeys possible on them. How do you see this as a trickle down effect, though, to benefit the rest of the roping industry?
Well, for one thing, like I said, the value of these horses that are going through this program, even from the breeding to begin, from years that go on to 2030 when they come up with their first full crop of horses, and you've got a really nice 4-year-old there, the value of that horse is going to be worth quite a bit early, and everybody's going to know that. I mean, and that's why of all the everybody's breeding to what stallions and what mares, you know, by out of what mares they think they can do good on, and they're getting some great mares. They're breeding some really great mares to all these studs. And I just feel like that their program, everything they're doing is outstanding and leaning in the right direction for a lot of levels of ropers. I mean, the intermediate's going to grow. It always does. And it'll get better and better. But the good part is I think this thing from the first year to the next is going to come close to doubling in size. That's what I really do believe. I think it's going to be really good this year. And I think the next year is going to be close to doubling in size. I think people are going to be like, hey, I'm not going to miss this. I'm not going to be late getting in here. I think this is something that's going to be around a while. And everybody at Solo has done, and the stallion owners, everybody has went above and beyond, because it's been an unbelievable process to watch all this take place.
Yeah. Mel, when you're talking to stallion owners about the rope horse industry, I know you're bringing stallion owners from outside the roping space, the traditional roping space, on board. We touched on it a little bit about the numbers, but what are you telling new to roping stallion owners about the industry?
You know, that's a great point, because it's like they are new to roping, and a lot of those studs are new to roping, or maybe the owners are new to the rope horse world, but their stallions breed enough mares. They don't really need ropers to breed to them, but I think that they do see the value that they can give to some of their breeders that have babies on the ground or have babies coming, that there are multiple avenues that these people can take them. And just diversifying a stallion's book, you know, before this, Metallics MVP probably wouldn't have bred a lot of racehorse mares. This year, he bred a handful of them that were really good, that it's going to make some really cool head horse prospects. And so I think they see that there is a cool way to diversify and all of that, but they're just, it's pretty cool, because I think if you would have asked these people 4 years ago, probably, hey, do you send your horse into a rope horse and send them through? And we're like, no, absolutely not. Like, I don't want people to think he's a rope horse sire. Well, now it's like, yeah, well, you know, I think that's great. We want to support that. And I think they see how it's growing and the money that's coming to it and the payouts, and So it's cool, because they're very open to it and they're very excited about it. So I think we're just going to continue to see that excitement come over as we see these cutting and cow horse sires, you know, merge into our genetics. Not that they aren't already there, but as we see them continue to, and these stallion owners are just happy to be a part of it. And we just really appreciate how open they are to, you know, supporting an industry that maybe they don't necessarily need for their stallions books, but they see the big picture.
Yeah, I think we're going to have stallion owners that are coming in to watch it, that it will be their first roping ever to come mm-hmm. to. I know for sure we will. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be fun to introduce people to the whole crazy little world that we have over here that we've built all these years. And sure. Clay, what are you doing to ensure, like, the quality of the roping? It's a tough time for cattle right now. This is not
yes, it's
the best time for cattle. Tell me more.
The cattle are tough. We bought another 100 head of fresh steers last week, just for the sheer fact that we were a little concerned that some of the cattle we had maybe weren't going to be good enough. And we're so we'll have those cattle broke in we'll have plenty of steers there, and we've roped through another set of cattle there, and we'll kind of decide what we're gonna get them cattle down. But I would assume we'll rope the pressure steers, and Billy Jack took them and broke them in the other day, and so we're looking forward to that. I think we'll have plenty of good steers for the roping, and that's been a real worry, because getting those cattle right now is really difficult, and then trying to keep them long enough and have them ready for an event like this, and strong enough and everything else, and broke in the timing, and it's tough, because the cattle, as you know, with the border being closed, it's made things really hard.
Sure.
But it was doable, and we took care of it. Shane did a great job. He's, you know, he's got almost 300 of steers bought, and I think would buy a few more just to make all of our whole roping go good this whole for the fraternity, and then our roping following. So
are they inbreded, or are they native? I forget. You did tell me, and I don't remember.
We have a little set of inbreds, but I don't believe that they're going to rope them during the fraternity. We're probably going to rope the natives that are fresh.
Okay, fresh natives. How big are they?
Shane said they were good size. I'm sure they're going to weigh 4, 4 1/4.
Got it. And what kind of, is it a rope barrier or an electric eye?
It'll be an electric eye, and we'll set the barrier up somewhat friendly for these 4-year-olds, especially. We want them to all have a good chance, and not like I don't want to make it so hard on the start that it totally changes the class. But make enough barrier; they got to stand there and score, and be able to run and catch them in the middle of the arena, and set them up, and give them colts a chance to get their feet underneath them and do. You know, they're 4-year-olds, so I mean, I feel like that. If we set it up to where they have to go through all the maneuvers and they get to the middle of the arena, then we're going to be able to put on a good show for everybody.
Okay. So this is going to be at Hamilton at the Circle T. So if people want to come watch, absolutely anybody can come watch. There's a steakhouse there. There's going to be a cowboy auction or a Calcutta that people can participate in before the short rounds. And then after the short round, they can have steak and wine or whatever they would like, Pepsi, at the Circle T. So it'll be a very nice, classy event.
It'll also be live streamed by CHC.
Yes, so you can watch it on CHC for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yep, and that means the scoring will be there too. So you can, yes. And all of Solo's marketing team will be on hand. So that's one of the things that I think is going to be, I love these fraternities. It's getting to be where all of them are like next level production value on the marketing side. So like you can see there's going to be so much coverage of it, which is going to be great for the stallion owners. It'll be great for the guys who are entered. It'll be great for the breakaway ropers. Like it will be well blasted. So everybody expect to see all the cool stuff that's going to come out of it. So I am looking forward to it. Is there anything else, you guys, any other questions that you've been getting, Mel, from Team Ropers? They have lots of questions.
I think we've gotten most people covered. You know, I think people that have entry questions can call our stallion office or the Rope Horse Maturity office. You know, everybody can come with confidence this thing is going to be run the right way. We wanted Clay and Shane to put this on because we know that they do a great job of producing these ropings, and you know, I think that it's going to be, we're just proud to be doing it with this guy, and we're proud of what this represents for our stallion owners and the investment that they're making in the industry. So I hope that these guys will all come and take advantage of this and come join us this year, you know, whether they have breedings or not. And then next year, you know, it's easy enough. You buy your breeding, you can get in, and then you'll be able to ride those horses too in the future. So we're very excited about it. Appreciate Clay and Shane letting us tag into their roping.
We appreciate y'all, and we're looking forward to it, and hopefully it all, I think it'll all turn out great. Everybody will have a good time, and everybody will get a lot of money, and
a
lot of horses
blood and then we will get to stay for the rest of the Clay Logan Open too, which is that weekend, that following weekend.
Yes,
and that'll be another big one, Clay. So excited.
Yes,
to
ma'am.
Excited to be a part of it and get to watch all of it.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank y'all. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
That is it for today's episode. Big thanks to Melanie and Clay for sharing the story behind the Solo Select Stallion Incentive Fraternity. if you happen to be a roper with a four-year-old in your barn, this might be the moment to get entered. Whether your horse is by a participating stallion or you come through the $5,000 direct entry, this futurity is built to give everyone a shot at serious money. Check out soloselecthorses.com for all the details and how to get entered. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, share this episode with your buddies, maybe they have a four-year-old, and we will see you in Hamilton.